Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Love to Live Healthy. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick. So today we are talking about belief assessment. But before we do get into this, I want to remind you that if you like the video or if it helps you in any way, please give it a thumbs up and make sure you subscribe because both help our channel and our podcast grow in the most significant way. So thank you. Belief assessment. What is it? Well, we don't often realize it, but our mind contains a whole web of subconscious beliefs that direct our lives, even in ways that might be contrary to what we think we yearn for. You want to lose weight, right? Okay. This is about weight loss. This is about being healthy. You want to lose weight. You want to be thin, wear skinny jeans. You want to walk around in your bathing suit. You want to feel good naked. You want it all so bad, but wanting something with all your soul, with every fiber of your being is sometimes not enough. You have to believe you can achieve it. You actually have to believe you can achieve this. You really have to believe that you can have it all and believe it without a shadow of a doubt. If you don't have what you want, I can tell you it's because you don't believe you can do it. What you have to remember is our mental process and our thoughts bring us to where we are in life. And that's why you have to believe this. If you really believe that you want it and you can do it, then you will achieve it. But if you don't believe it, you'll never see it. The fact is our thoughts create our actions. So for example, if you want to lose weight, you go on program, but you convince yourself, this is too hard. I'm hungry all the time. I can't do this. You know, when you do that, you tell yourself that over and over, when the temptation is in front of you, you will automatically grab it. You'll grab the ice cream, you'll grab the candy, you'll grab the pasta because you already convinced yourself that you cannot do it. But now let's flip it. You want to lose weight and you think, why can't I do this? Everyone else does it. I can do this. I know I can do this. You have that positive mindset. You're going to do it. And you believe that you are going to do it so much so that you can actually see it. Nothing is going to stop you. So now when temptation comes in front of you, the ice cream, the pasta, the candy, it's easy to walk away from because that's not what you want. You want what you believe you know you're capable of. You believe you can lose the weight like everyone else. You walk away from that temptation because you've already told yourself you can do this. That's the difference. The bottom line is when you have a limiting belief, you tend to create limiting experiences which back up those beliefs. Okay? They back up the beliefs. So when you limit yourself to thinking, I can't do this, well, your actions are going to back that up. But when you tell yourself you can do it, your actions are going to back that up. And that's exactly what we're talking about. So let's talk about our thoughts because that's what it all starts with, okay? I mentioned earlier that our thoughts create our actions, right? Your thoughts create what you do. Everything we do in life starts with a thought, okay? Getting into a little deeper thought, what is a thought, okay? A deeper mindset, what is a thought? What really makes up a thought? Did you ever think about that? That's kind of funny. Did you ever think about what makes up a thought? Well, if you have, a thought is really just an energy. It's an electrochemical reaction. And any thought which passes through the brain is simply an energetic process. It's a thought, and a thought comes from our energy. But that energy is what's converted to a material form in the real world. That's the key, okay? It comes from our energy, but what we do with it makes it real. So that conversion depends on you sending your thoughts out into the world with enough energy behind them, such as excitement, joy, passion, anger. Any powerful emotion can energize the process enough for manifestation to switch on, for that thought to become a reality, for that thought to become anything. Okay? So that energy is really pushing that thought. Your energy, your emotions is pushing that thought to what you want it to be. The truth is simply because you're a human being living on this planet, you have the power to achieve anything you want. And if you don't believe that, well, then you shouldn't be listening to this podcast. If you're a negative person and you might be thinking, oh, so if I think it and believe it, then it appears. Well, that's what negative people think, right? They attack immediately. They think negatively. They don't want to believe what could be real because that's too hard. So a negative is always easier. But if you try to see in the positive for a moment and you say, if I think it and believe it and then it will appear, I will say, no, that's not what this means. What this means is if you think it, okay, if that energy exists and you think it and you follow it up with that passion of excitement and behind that thought, and then it becomes real and believing in that thought that you will work hard enough for it. Okay, that's the key. You have to still work for it. No matter what your thought is, to bring it to reality, you have to work hard for it. Then you will absolutely achieve it. And when you do that and putting it in your heart and soul and belief into this thought, yes, absolutely. You put your heart, soul, work, belief into the thought, you will absolutely achieve it. That's what I'm telling you. Okay. So it takes more than just thinking about it. It takes more than just a thought. It takes belief in what you're doing and it takes hard work to get there. Okay. It's not going to just come to you. It's not going to just appear. So staying in a positive mindset with everything I'm telling you, let's go to beliefs, starting with limiting beliefs. Okay. Think about what that means. Think about what beliefs you hold about yourself, which might actually be stopping you from getting to where you want to be. Okay. These beliefs usually come from your family, your culture, your caregivers, teachers. You may not even know subconsciously that you're holding them. Here's some examples. And when I say them, they're going to relate. At least one of these is going to relate to you. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer. That's not true. Nothing ever works for me. That's not true either. But if you keep telling yourself, that's what you're going to believe and that's what's going to happen. I was born fat. No, you weren't. God made me big boned. No, he didn't. Money is the root of all evil. No, it's definitely not unless you make it that way. I have no willpower. Everyone has willpower. Okay. It's using it. And it's if you want to use it. What's the point of losing weight at this age? Age is just a number and it's going to be what you make of it. So if you feel that your age is old, that's how you're going to feel. If you feel that your age is young, I've had clients who are 75, 80. I hope I am them when I'm that age because they are amazing. After I hit menopause, my body stopped losing. No, it didn't. It may be a little harder to lose. It may be a little challenging, but it definitely didn't stop losing. Whatever I do doesn't work. No, that's not true. If that's the case and whatever you're doing doesn't work, you have to look at you. Maybe you're not working. You're not doing what you have to do, the time, the effort, the work to put in to make it work. Okay. You just can't join something. You can't do something. You can't, you know, follow something and expect it to just be there. You have to always put work in. I don't care what it is. And that goes for my program. I tell everyone that works in my office, you have to work hard if you want the results. Weight loss is hard. It's not easy. Nothing in life is easy. But if you work hard, you believe that you can do it, you believe that you can achieve it, I have 1,000% faith that you will achieve what you want. I never get what I want. Well, that's because you're not working hard enough for it, or you're telling yourself that you're not going to get it. And you keep believing that negative. If you're putting that negative that I never get what I want, putting that negative into the universe, that's what you're going to end up with. Okay. You have to switch that. It has to be positive. My work schedule is too hard for me to lose weight. Well, you've already told yourself that you can't fit anything else in, so you're not going to. But I will tell you, I have an extremely challenging work schedule and I always exercise. You know why? Because I love it and I want to, and I make sure it happens. And if you make sure that it happens, you will do it and you will not use work as an excuse. I don't care what your schedule is. So those are some really good examples and I want you to think about it. Think about your life and think about how you use your words against you when you should be using them for you. What you put out into the universe is what you're asking for, is what you're going to see, is what is going to be your results. Okay. And that's negative or positive. So think about your words and how you're using them for you. What you should really recognize is all the things you say to yourself, they're not the truth. You know, at the end of the day, they're not even true. They're opinions. They're your opinions that you're putting out there. They're not the truth. They're based on many things, you know, such as maybe things that you heard when you were growing up, maybe things you were taught to believe. Okay. Or they're just from pure laziness because you don't want to put the work in. That's always a factor too. But let's face it, it's so much easier to sit and do nothing and blame everything around us than it is to come up with believing in yourself, staying positive, working really hard to achieve all the goals that you dream and desire for. Of course, that's hard work. That's so hard, but it's so worth it. You have to decide if that's the work that you want to put into yourself, to your future, to your life. Okay. If you do, you will get those results. But if you want to sit and blame everything around you or blame, you know, your body type or what's going on or your family life, or, you know, that's the results you're going to get. Okay. And yes, some people have it more challenging than others, but it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, if you put that work in and you work hard every day and you believe in yourself and what you're capable of, and you believe and you put it out there in the universe, you will get it. The key to changing things is to make sure that you're consciously aware of the beliefs that are running through your life, you know, running through your mind, running through your day. And if they don't empower you, then find a way to get rid of them. Okay, you need to put new ones in their place. Think about your day, maybe like this week, every day, think about every negative thing that comes into your mind and change it to a positive. Get rid of the negative and immediately say, I'm not thinking that. And even if you don't change it to a positive, just don't think the negative. The moment we begin to honestly question our beliefs and experiences we assign to them, we no longer feel absolutely certain about them. Okay, when you start questioning anything in your life, you know, automatically, well, I must not be certain about it if I'm questioning it, right? This opens the door to replacing your old disempowering beliefs with new beliefs that support you in the direction you want to go in. You know, you want to develop the absolute sense of certainty that powerful belief provides, okay? Powerful belief provides. You want that powerful belief, okay? That's the third time I said it. That's how true it is. What you want is you want to look at your life and you want to say, where am I bringing this negative in? Why can't I lose weight? Am I constantly questioning myself? Why can't I do this? Well, maybe it's because I'm constantly negative about everything, but now I'm going to replace that because I'm questioning it and I know it's not right. So I'm going to replace that. I'm going to replace it with positive and I'm going to do this. That's what I want you to do. Every time you feel that negative come in, replace it with positive. Here are 10 examples of empowering beliefs to try on. One of my favorites that many of you hear me say all the time, if they can do it, I can do it, right? How many times do I say that? If everyone else in the world can do it, you can do it, right? Why can't you? There's always a way if I'm committed to what I want. Absolutely, there is. My actions and thoughts create my results. Yes, they absolutely do. What you think and what you do is going to create your results. Put the past behind you and move on to what you want. Don't worry about what you did yesterday. Don't worry about what you did a month ago. Worry about what you're doing today and tomorrow and the next day. That's what you want to think and feel. That's the positive you want to bring into your life. So let's stick with the positive affirmations we send to the universe, because that is what's going to open us up to what we want and deserve and are willing to work hard for. And that's what's going to give us the results. That's what I want for you. I hope this helps. I really gave you guys a lot of information. I'm going to continue on this because I really feel that it's going to help so many of you. So many of you have told me how much you love it. You love listening about the universe. You love listening about all the positive that you, when you put out there, how you receive it back. And that's what I want for you, the manifestation. You can do this. That is such a big part of getting what we want and working hard for what we want and seeing those results. So please continue to listen to our weekly podcast, okay? And we're going to keep going with this universe and manifestation. And I think it's going to be amazing for you all to get your very best results and to really live a happy, healthy, positive life. I hope you all have the most perfect day, perfect week, and enjoy every second that you can breathe and you can be happy, because that's what is most important. Okay. Stay healthy. Much love to you all.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.